The price of food ingredients, construction materials and energy all rose significantly last month, according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. Wholesale prices and the price of raw materials for manufacturing businesses rose at an annual rate of 6.2 in July. Let's talk more about these figures now and what they indicate with Robert Short, our economics correspondent. Robert, some of the percentage increases we're looking at here, they're pretty eye-watering. Will you talk us through them?
They certainly are. So they're wholesale prices, Mary. So they're like an early warning signal. They're the price of products when they leave the factory gate, not the kind of retail prices that most of us see when we buy the products in the shops. But if these are the prices that are coming out of the factories, then you can be sure that the products that we end up buying in the shops will reflect the kind of increases that we're seeing there. And the eye-watering ones really are about products that all of us consume, food products. So the average price of food products at the factory gate increasing at an annual rate of almost 11%. But when you delve down into it, dairy products, 52.9% on an annual basis. Fish products, almost 20%. Animal feeds, 14%. And meat products, just over 13%. And then another aspect of wholesale prices that a lot of us would have been aware of over the past year or so, it initially started out post-COVID when building supplies were scarce and were bound up in shipping problems in far corners of the world. Construction materials up almost 21%, timber products 109.6% over the year, steel products 47%, cement 33.5%, windows and doors almost 30%, and those prices finding their way into the cost of new homes and indeed DIY products down the road. And I suppose underpinning all of this, a reminder, if we needed it at all, was that energy prices being faced by factories are increasing at an even higher rate than we've been experiencing in households. So energy prices in July alone went up, electricity prices went up by 47% compared to June. They're now 86.3% higher than they were a year ago. So that gives you an idea of the kind of bottom line price increases that factories, manufacturing locations are seeing in the costs that go into the manufacturing of their goods.
It is actually hard to get your head around some of the increases that you're talking about there, Robert. And how quickly will they find their way into retail markets, onto supermarket shelves?
I think we're already seeing them. So last month in July, for the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, when you went into the detail of it. So food inflation has been steadily increasing. It's now at an annual rate of just over 8%. And the cost of, say, let's take fresh whole milk. Mm. It's up just over 21% on an annual basis. That's about 15 cent in the litre, approximately thereabouts. And, you know, we're already, as we all know, seeing the increases in utility prices, electricity up 40% in a year, gas up 60% in a year. But I think it's food where people are really going to see it. We had been warned about this several months ago that, you know, initially it was all about energy, but eventually those energy costs and all of the issues about fertilizer costs and feed costs are going to feed into higher food prices. And I think that's where people are going to see it over the coming months.
And we'll talk more about grocery inflation in a little while. There's a couple of other figures I want to talk to you about, Robert. Gas prices in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, this is really disturbing. So again, we have been talking for much of the 6 months about the increases in energy prices. But while everybody was on holiday, say, over the past several weeks, there's been another dramatic shift. And I think we're really at a turning point now. So coming into the start of August, there was a lot of attention focused on the fact that gas prices at the wholesale level in Europe were getting back to what they were in the first weeks of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But since then, and I just checked this morning because they took another leap this morning, since then, So since the start of August, wholesale gas prices in Europe have gone up by 51%. They're now, just before I came on air, I checked, it was 291 euro per megawatt hour, which is how they're priced. And that compares to March the 7th, at the height of the initial stages of the war, 199 euro. Well, it's related to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, all of the sanctions, this pipeline which takes in Russian gas from Russia into Europe and is the main supply line, particularly for Germany and Central Europe. So Gazprom, the Russian state-owned gas company, announced just today that it will be closed for another 3 days of repairs at the end of the month. That has spooked everyone again. There's already concerns that Russia's going to put the squeeze on gas supplies into Europe this winter. European countries in Europe have been trying to basically build up their stockpiles of gas over the summer, which has kept demand high. But there's a lot of concern, particularly in Germany now, about the impact on the cost of electricity there and what it will mean for the economy.
Robert Short, thanks a million indeed.